This is a podcast from Rover.
Well, guys, I'd like to take the things I hate today, and I would like to nominate my own mouth. It's got me in trouble again. I often say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and this happened last week when I was in Wellington for Jim Beam Homegrown. We just arrived on the plane. It was a very full flight. When I first got on the flight, I was sitting with a couple of other people from a lesser radio station, which shall remain nameless. But we were sitting there having a bit of a chat. It was a very full plane. It was a bit late departing. At one point, somebody came over the announcements, one of the cabin crew, and said something. I didn't really catch what it was, but people in the plane clapped. Everybody was clapping. I was like, oh, it's someone's birthday. I guess someone's birthday. That's fine. I wasn't really listening. They were clapping. They're celebrating something. That's fine. I was busy chatting to these other radio people. Anyway, we arrive in Wellington. We land. Plane stops. You know, everybody starts to get up to get their bags off. And everybody knows the etiquette of getting off the plane, right? Okay. Yeah. You let the front rows go first and then you channel in. It's the way it works, right? It makes common sense. Anyway. So I'm looking down the front of the plane. The front people are going. And then there's like two rows of dudes who just sit there. Just sit there, obviously not paying attention, just sit there. The people behind them are waiting to go. Eventually, the people behind them just sort of walk, get their bags and walk past. And these guys just sitting there. And I'm saying to these people beside me, I'm like, honestly, you know, plain etiquette. You know, you get up, you stand up, you get your bag, you go. You don't just sit there, you know, it's the way it works. Anyway, we walk past this kind of row of people. And I say to this woman that I was sitting with again, I'm like, God, you know, just stand up and go kind of thing. Just stand up and go. Yeah.
Gosh.
You can kind of guess what. So I did a bit of a Madonna.
You did a Madonna.
I literally did a Madonna. So as I say, well, stand up and go, mate. What do you say, you know? Mel, who's from another radio station, which I think is called The Stone, she looks at me and she just goes, oh, my God, Paul. And I'm like, what? She goes, did you not hear what the cabin crew said? And I went, no, I wasn't listening. What did they say? She said, the reason everybody applauded is she said, and we'd like to give a special welcome to the Canadian wheelchair basketball team. And I'm just sitting there in my seat going, just stand up and go. Just get it. Just. Oh, my God. I just felt.
But the Madonna thing had just happened, Paul. We talked about that last week. Madonna got up on stage and said, why aren't you up dancing? Get up and dance. And the whole crowd was like, he's in a wheelchair.
We talked about that.
And then you did the same thing. You represent the show.
I'm sorry, world. I'm sorry, More FM. I'm sorry, Breakfast Club.
And
I'm
you're sorry to the Canadian basketball
Canadian
wheelchair team.
Wheelchair basketball team. I'm sorry that my mouth is what it is. I hate it. That's the thing I hate today, my own mouth. I'm just really sorry.